Colonel.
I may. That's no pastime for a grown man. He shrugged, put the horse aside.
Take a break. Time to check you over.
She no longer wore robes. She was outfitted as she had been when he first had met her, in tight black leather that somehow left her sex ambiguous. Her soul-catcher costume, she called it. She hadn't bothered with the helmet yet. She set her tools aside, looked at him with mischief in her eyes. You sound depressed. The voice she chose was merry.
I am depressed. Stand up.
She did. He peeled away the leather around her neck.
It's healing quickly. I'll remove the sutures tomorrow, maybe.
Will there be much scarring?
I don't know. Depends on how well your healing spells work. I didn't know you were vain.
I'm human. I'm a woman. I want to look nice. Same voice, but less merry.
You do look nice.
He did not think before he spoke. Just making a statement of fact. She looked nice in the sense that she was a beautiful woman. Like her sister. He had become very conscious of that since she had changed her style of dress. That left him nagged by low-grade guilt. She laughed. I'm reading your mind, Croker. She was not, literally. She would not be pleased with him if she was. But she had been around a long time and had studied people. She could read books from a few physical clues. He grunted. He was getting used to it. There was no point trying hard to hide from it.
What are you making?
Armor. We'll be healed enough to go soon. We'll have great fun.
I'll bet.
He felt a twinge in his chest. He was almost healed. There had been none of the complications he had expected. He had begun taking forced exercise.
We're the gadflies here, love. The chaos factor. My beloved sister and the Taglians know nothing about us.
Those club-footed shadow masters know I'm here, but they don't know about you.
They don't know what you've accomplished. They think I'm a nuisance floating around in the dark. I doubt they've entertained the notion that I could be restored.
She rested a hand on his cheek. I'm more basic than you think.
Oh?
Change of voice. Businesslike. Masculine. At odds with the invitation. I have eyes everywhere. I know every word spoken by anyone who interests me. A while back, I arranged for Long Shadow to be diverted while Howler visited Spinner and cut Long Shadow's webs of control.
Damn! He'll hit Deja Gore with everything!
He'll lie low and pretend he's unchanged.
The siege costs him nothing. He'll be more interested in improving his position in relation to Long Shadow. He knows Long Shadow will destroy him when he's no longer useful.
We'll have fun! We'll poke around and make them chase their tails. When the dust settles, maybe there'll be no Long Shadow. No Shadow Spinner. No Howler. Just you and me and an empire of our own. Or maybe the spirit will move me some other direction. I don't know. I'm just having fun with it.
He shook his head slightly. Hard to believe, but it sounded true. Her schemes could kill thousands, could distress millions. And to her, it was play.
I'll never understand you.
She giggled the giggle of a girl with nothing between the ears. She was neither young nor empty-headed.
I don't understand myself, but I gave up trying a long time ago. It's distracting.
Games. From the first, she had been involved in tortuous maneuvers and manipulations, to no obvious end. Her great pleasure was to watch a scheme flower and devour its victim.